Wake up, get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
In the morning.
TFN.
Sometimes in the morning, Claire likes to show me naked parts of her body.
Don't get excited. I basically bruised my leg. That's all.
Yeah, it seems I'm working with a very clumsy person who tends to bang into the same part of the desk every morning.
You know what? The desk's solid, right? It doesn't move anywhere, but for some reason my coordination or my eye line just can't get the fact that the desk is there, so I walk into it just about every day, which has resulted in what I like to call a permanent bruise.
It's the very job of desks to stay put and not move, Claire. I'm not sure if you've noticed. But it's a lovely bruise. It's got loads of lovely colours of the rainbow. But as far as random injuries go, it was nowhere near as random or as scary as what Nikki told us, right?
I know.
She had a story about her son. Talk us through it, Nikki.
He was about three, and it was first thing in the morning, and he kept jumping through from his room. He'd hurt himself on his car. And I thought he'd, tripped over it, and I says, well, pick the car up off the floor. So he comes through holding the car, and he says, I've hurt my nose. And I says, well, is that the car you fell on? He says, I didn't fall on it. So what is it? And he comes up, and this car was literally hanging off his face.
What?
And it wasn't a little car either. This thing was about, 7-8 inches long.
What do you mean, hanging off his face?
It had pierced through, is it your septum, the middle bit of your nose?
What? What had pierced?
The antenna had somehow, the plastic covering off the end had came off, and the metal hook had somehow pierced through his nose.
Oh, no
way! He had tripped over and fell on it, but the antenna had just shot right through the middle bit of his nose.
Webster's properly, twitching at the moment.
I was at the time as well. It was so horrible.
Oh, first of all, anything up your nose, but then it's pierced as... Oh, no.
Yeah, so we tried to, cut it off and things and think we can then maybe just slip the wire out. Nothing was cutting through this wire. So we phoned an ambulance, and they came out, and police attended because it was an ambulance call out for a child. So we had the police and the ambulance crew there. Neither of them could remove this wire, so they had to call the fire brigade.
Come on, fellas, we need you now.
They couldn't get the tools close enough to, his nose to cut it, so they just had to cut the car off at the bottom and tape this wire to his face, and then got an ambulance ride up to the hospital to try and get this wire removed from his nose.
Oh, I'm still wincing about that.
No, can't believe that.
I hope that little fella is careful now when he sneezes.
It's going to go everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, messy. Listen, we've got a whole load of these stories on the Wake Up with Webster Facebook page. If you've got a strong stomach, check them out. And don't forget, we're on every weekday morning on TFM. It's Wake Up with Webster from 6 till 10.
Wake up, get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
In the morning.
TFM.